Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
We are with Laura Kennard outside at Drake University. It is an absolute gorgeous Monday. And, of course, Laura joins us each Monday to talk about networking opportunities, some social media stuff, some marketing stuff, and about her website. It's called DM Biz Mixer. She is on the school faculty here at Drake, and so we decided we'd sit outside today. Nice, huh?
And you know what? It might be one of those last moments that you have to take in the wonderful weather.
It very well may be.
Because we might be on the slide into winter now.
So. You know, I'll never forget. I did an interview outside in front of that hall over there. What is that hall over there?
Is Meredith Hall.
Meredith Hall with Lyle, I'm forgetting it, Iowa Policy Project.
Oh,
Lyle
okay.
Mueller of the Iowa Policy. I'll never forget it. It was a fall day like this. And it was a beautiful day, so we decided to do the interview outside, just like we're doing right now.
That is right.
All right.
Here in Iowa, we have to take advantage of the good weather when we can, at this time of year especially.
I suspect we've got a couple of things going on in the metro.
We do. One thing that we always talk about, but I want to make sure that people know, we always talk about 1 million cups.
Yep. Wednesdays, Science Center.
Once in a while, 1 million cups kind of does an unplug thing, and they pick up and they leave
Science
Center. So, just in case, so you don't head off to the wrong place, Wednesday, October 24th, 1 Million Cups Unplugged is actually going to be at Iowa State University.
Going north.
So, you will need to go to Iowa State University Memorial Hall so that you can catch up with, what are they doing in entrepreneurship in Ames? And
right.
I'm sure
idea.
It's got a student tie-in.
Sure.
And of course, because SciStarters is a huge program for ISU with their entrepreneurship program, just like we have a hatchery here at Drake. So that is just one thing to make sure that you know not to head to the wrong place.
So Million Cups, not at the Science Center, Million Cups up in Ames at Iowa State University. All right, that's good to know.
Yes. So the other thing is that we have a bunch of Halloween-type stuff coming up, just out in the community, of course.
Of course.
One gentleman that I've been speaking to is a gentleman that's starting a magazine called Urban... Let me make sure I get it exactly right. It's brand new. Urban City Magazine.
Okay.
And this is... They are actually right here by Drake University. They are going to be doing... a trunk or treat sponsored by the magazine in the Advanced Auto Parts parking lot. And do you know what a trunk or treat is?
Yes, I do know what a trunk or treat is. Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been to a trunk or treat. I think it was at the Urbandale Library several years ago.
So people bring their cars.
Right.
And then each car sponsors goodies.
Yep.
And a lot of churches do this too. Kind of keeps the kids away from necessarily going to houses. Sometimes it's not a good idea. Sometimes it's just an extra thing that your kids can do. But it's really nice when the businesses like Advanced Auto Parts and the magazine, and usually it's a lot of times it'll be a business owner that'll have the car there and they'll sponsor something in the community. So that's coming up. That's actually going to be here, the Drake neighborhood, 5 to 8 p.m. on Sunday. So I skipped ahead a little bit to this weekend.
But you want to get that in.
I do want to get that in, just
trunk
so if you have
treat.
Little, any kids, any people that are listening that have kids, that's going on. And you can probably also just keep your eye open for a lot of trunk or treats around town. But speaking of Halloween, this week on Thursday, and I had to clear this because the name. Because
you can say Scheiss.
Okay.
You can say, you know, it's Yiddish for that other word. You see, we're so
worried.
Yeah, you can't say shit. And so, so you can't say that on the real radio, on terrestrial radio, but you can on the podcast. Or if you would rather, my dear, if you would rather just say Scheiss, which is Yiddish for that other word.
The first annual Scheiss Halloween costume party. But shitty sounds kind of better.
Yeah, it does.
So, anyway.
It's naughty.
This is actually going to be, it's a business event, but it's fun. You know, we have to have fun. My DM Biz Mixer is who says you can't mix fun with business.
Right.
And this is one of those opportunities. So this is Nexus 6, if you know Dave Macon. He is doing that. 515 Brewing, that's where it's going to be located. Of course, that's the a local homegrown brewing company that our we have a few friends involved in that,
yes,
like Cinnamon.
On University Avenue, yep. In Clive.
7700 University Avenue, Clive. It looks like there's quite a good group going. 4 to 8 p.m. on Thursday. So
there
this is like an after work mixer with a Halloween. And what you want to do is plan strategically to have the worst costume.
Oh, okay.
So
it works.
So if you just throw on a paper bag, that wouldn't work because you need to like make it look like you didn't put effort in, but
really
you really
shitey.
Did put effort in.
Really bad.
That's
all right. So that is on Thursday.
Yep. And so we're going to have that. That'll be fun. And then just past the weekend and all of the Halloween, well, actually, the Halloween festivities
keeps
still
going,
go
yeah,
on,
so.
Right? Beggar's Night, of course, in Des Moines is, I think, on Tuesday.
Yes.
The day before.
Yeah, because you can't have it on Halloween.
Because that's how we do it here, Michael.
That's stupid.
But we've been doing it for a long time.
And you know what the etymology of that is?
No,
you know why?
I don't know.
Well,
why.
Because long ago, in a land distant and far, citizens of the greater Des Moines metro decided that having Beggar's Night on Halloween brought out the evil in children, and they were tipping over outhouses.
Oh, that's
yes.
why?
Yes.
So we just
I mean, it goes back
it.
That far. So Beggar's Night is now moved to the day before Halloween. So because obviously nobody's going to do anything rotten on the day before
the
Halloween.
Day.
You just got to.
The day made the difference.
Of course.
The day made a huge difference. Also, this week, so that was Thursday. That Halloween party, that business Halloween party.
I've got one, too, on Tuesday.
Oh, what
I just happened to remember.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. You know, MedFarm is coming to the greater Des Moines metro. MedFarm is a cannabis dispensary.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There are only 5 cannabis dispensaries in all of Iowa, and one in Sioux City, also by MedFarm, one in Windsor Heights by MedFarm, and then there's one in Davenport, and one in Waterloo, and one in Council Bluffs. But for those central Iowans, there is a community information meeting on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at 7400 Hickman, which happens to be the Sherwood Forest Event Center.
Oh, yes.
For individuals wanting more information on what is all of this cannabis stuff, what is MedFarm, what do they do, what don't they do, and who can get and who can't get, and how all that stuff.
Gotcha.
And nobody's selling anything. This is just for people that have concerns and questions.
Right. And I think they've been doing a couple things
like that.
Yes, they have. So Friday, so we have that. So we have Tuesday. We have Wednesday at Iowa State for the 1 Million Cups Unplugged. We're going into Thursday. We got a Halloween party.
All right.
And then Friday, there's a multicultural festival. The multicultural festival is at Drake University, Helmick Commons. Totally not familiar with where that is on the campus.
We should walk over there and say, hey, we're here at Drake, so, you know.
So, and just also open to the public, you mentioned Meredith Hall.
Yes.
This is the second year going in that we created an innovation space in Meredith Hall. So it's Innovation Studio. They've got 3D. We sometimes talk about Bitcoin. I mean, just anything that's like new and innovative. You can also go in there and, you know, hang out and study. They've got a podcast studio also in Meredith Hall. So we do some stuff in there too. Sometimes the t-shirt garage, I'm going to get there. I got their name wrong.
T-shirt garage.
Yeah, they do printing on location. Side garage. They do t-shirt printing. They let the public do the printing.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a co-create. So sometimes they'll have their t-shirt machine out here. But next week for Drake, so starting this weekend all the way through the next, is innovation, creativity, and Entrepreneurship Week.
Got it.
So you can come out. There's all sorts of things going on, including this also on campus, this multicultural student festival.
Oh.
And then on Monday, just because we won't, it'll be too late if we wait till next Monday, DSM Magazine has their November-December unveiling party from 5 to 7 p.m.
And where's that?
That is going to be at 1601 6th Avenue in Des Moines. And the big question is, what is that? Because it's always out of business, you know.
Right.
Silent Rivers Design.
Oh, the guys from Silent Rivers. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they do some pretty cool work
also.
And that will be, so that's where we're going to have the November-December
cool building too.
DSM Magazine unveiling. So that usually has food, drink, and huge turnout in the community. So it's a great place to rub elbows with the who's who, right?
Or the what's what.
That's right. So,
all right.
Gosh, I think then we're rolling, you know, next week. We're rolling into the first week in November, so we'll have all of those
all
First Friday things again.
All right. Also, by the way, and just before Laura and I had this conversation, we were meeting with RDG, and they are having all this week, as a matter of fact, and it culminates on Friday. This conversation about building for the future, climate change, and having sustainable buildings, not only in Iowa, but around the nation. It's fascinating stuff. And all of these experts from across the United States are coming in for this. And the public is invited to attend this on Friday afternoon at RDG downtown. So
this would be like building communities and houses that specifically don't use energies that are polluting.
No, this is about sustainability of the house itself or the building. So the issue is with climate change, you know, we have all kinds of sea level problems. We have increased storms. How do we build structures and entities
that
can withstand
all
that?
Of this stuff.
And do we have the political and economic will to do that?
You know, this reminds me also that coming up in December 4th in Las Vegas, they're going to be doing Impact Cities, which is going to have community leaders and people that are concerned about all of these sort of future city issues from net zero environment change, public transportation, green space. And that's going to be, and I think Uber and a whole bunch of other businesses that are involved in sort of the sharing economy will also be out at that December 4th. So we'll talk about that a little bit more. I think we got a guy that might want to come on air and talk about that a bit.
We'd love it.
All right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is dmbizmixer.com. We will have that link up on the radio blog. Also, if you want your event on this broadcast, you can go ahead and just hashtag DMBizEvents, and she will make sure that it gets there. Thanks, Laura.
That is correct. Thank you so much.
All right, we got to go. It is nigh on to time for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Would you please be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.